In the opening lines of the gospel, we are presented with to whom Jesus is speaking to, the chief priests and the elders of the people. And in his proposed parable, we see the opposites, the one who will not do something, but okay, yes, I'll go ahead and do it, and the other, oh yes, I'll do it, but never comes out to do it at all. In addressing them to the chief priests and the elders, he's hoping that they come to realize that he's speaking about them as a second son. They do and say they say the right things, but they don't do anything. And you would think that these are the people who have studied the law and the prophets so well and are standing before the people and wanting to help them get to heaven that they themselves seem to have forgotten all of it. However, the tax collectors and prostitutes who heard the call from John the Baptist changed their hearts, their minds, their attitudes, repented, and now they're entering the kingdom of God before the elders and the leaders of the people. The last two Sundays' Gospels, we've heard some challenging comments by our Lord. Last week we heard of the landowner who keeps calling people to come work in the vineyard, and he pays the last ones to be hired the full day's wage, and the first people who get there, they still get the full day's wage, but they feel that they have been unjustly brought about something negative in their lives. And people in our own day find something unfair about this. And yet there's nothing unfair. The people who worked all day were promised a day's wage, and they got their day's wage. But we see the generosity of the landowner, who's willing to make sure that the people who came in, even just for an hour, got a full day's wage, because he knows that if they were to be left out without a full day's wage, they may not be able to buy food or take care of their family. And out of the generosity of his heart, he gives them the full day's wage. The week before that, we heard how Simon Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive somebody? 3 times? No, 77 times. Great number. Always forgive, Jesus once assured Peter and all the listeners. And sometimes we think, well, that will make us like a doormat, or they don't deserve forgiveness for what they've done. In today's gospel and the last two Sundays' gospel, Jesus is presenting us with aspects of the Father, that the Father is always willing to forgive. He wants and loves each one of us and wants us to share in his life and his love, and is willing to be able to go out and forgive us even though we don't deserve it. Last Sunday's gospel, Jesus is showing him that the Father is always generous to the extravagance. He takes care of everyone. But even if somebody were to repent on their deathbed, they could inherit heaven if they were sorry for their sins. So the person who comes in on their deathbed, as opposed to somebody who's lived out all their life in faith, they still receive heaven. Luckily, there's no jealousy or envy in heaven, so we're not going to be looking and saying, well, how did he get in? Or why does she look better than me? I've done. There's none of that anymore, thanks be to God. But that God doesn't want any of us to be separated from him from all eternity. And if we repent and turn away from our sins, change our hearts, our minds, and our attitudes, then we are invited into the kingdom and will be rewarded for living a life like that. And in our gospel today, is the Father's asking the Son to share in his life, in his work, as he asks all of us to share in his life and in the work of proclaiming the good news of salvation, to witness to Christ in a world that so desperately needs to see Christ. And if we just say, yeah, sure, I believe, but never do anything about it, it's just not going to work. But if we turn away from those things that are distractions, those are hindrances in our lives, and strive to put Christ first and bring Christ in our words and our actions, then we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. In our first reading today, Ezekiel says, quoting from God, my ways are not your ways. And if I had to rule heaven or rule earth, I probably would do things differently. But I'm not God. I'm a creature that is loved, but I am a creature, and God knows everything and knows what's best. And in his willing to forgive, in his extravagance to share his life with us, inviting us to share in his very life, he's offering us something great and asking us to be a part of something great and share that with those around us. So our gospel today is challenging us constantly to remember to put Christ and God first in our lives, to witness to that, to bear witness to that in our homes, our families, our neighborhoods, our schools, wherever we go. Will we be able to witness to Christ? And in sharing the life of God, the work of God, in the forgiveness of God, in the generosity of God, we are in a very good place. And I want to be in that good place. I think you do too.